Hello.
Anthony,
hello.
You're on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Glenda. Hello.
Hi, Anthony, you're on.
Okay. Yeah, I am speaking. I'm not sure why you're not hearing me.
I am hearing you. Can you
okay.
hear me?
I can, thank you.
Okay, good.
I wanted to add my friends Tiger and Laura to the blessing list this week. They got some news that Laura has an advanced case of cancer, and so she's needing prayers and love and a blessing, I think, would be wonderful. So if we can include them on the list.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And we
thank you.
Most certainly will. Is that it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, I see Susan's on the line. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I want to put two people on the blessing list. One, her name is Karen, and the other, Toya. And this person who works for me, you know, his mother was taking care of children, her sister's children.
Uh-huh.
She was a heroin addict. And
oh.
the children are now, she's had the key, four children of for 3 years, but now the judge awarded the children back to her, you know, her sister, who she doesn't think is in great shape, and she can only visit them on weekends. So I just want to put prayers for the children, for Karen, who is, you know, the healthier sister, and for her sister, Toya, who is trying to recover from heroin. So.
Okay. I've got them on the list.
Great, thanks.
And I'm sure that all of your words were taken note of in heaven.
Okay.
We have a good audience.
That's
with the
sure.
ones who can take care of us. Okay.
Thank
Would
you.
Anyone, you're welcome. You're welcome, and God bless you, too, for caring. Is there anyone else who would like to come on the line, make a comment, make a request, or express gratitude for a blessing or other profound realizations of the presence of God in your life? We're here for you, and I know that our community is always, always glad. Scott, you're on. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. I'm happy to mention that we enjoyed a community call on Wednesday. Sarah and
oh, good.
Tara and Angeliki and Tony and myself. And we got to speak about the protocol, but next week we'll speak more about the master's example and how that relates to the protocol.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. And I want to thank you also for your gift. Scott sent me an electric staple gun. Yeah. I happened to mention in the seminar that I didn't bring energy clays because my hand was just a little weak to do all the stapling, and I didn't have an assistant to do it. Well, he listened, and he said, well, you need an electric staple gun. I said, well, I've tried so many, and they're so heavy. And he said, no, I'll get you one that you can handle. It's perfect, Scott. It is perfect.
Oh,
and thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate that.
I had something fun happen, too, can I mention?
Okay.
It's kind of silly, maybe, but it was doesn't happen every week. I walked into a thrift shop looking for a comfortable pair of shoes, and I found a set of Moss and Hoffman. It's hand-stitched ostrich leather from Spain. They started like $3,000, and I got them. I'm sorry, $300. They sell for over $1,000 sometimes, but I got
uh-huh.
it for only like $20,
oh,
and a beautiful pair of shoes.
Wonderful.
Doesn't
that is wonderful.
Just kind of,
just no, but well, it's an example that God has amazing ways of surprising us. Just when we think we've been forgotten, all of a sudden, out of the blue, there it is. Just a wonderful, wonderful surprise. So thank you. Thank you, Scott. And
thank
I see Gina is on the call. Hi, Gina. Gina, you may have to unmute your own telephone. We've got you, your line open, but we can't hear
Glenda?
You.
Glenda, hello?
Yeah, now we got you.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
I just wanted to tell you and thank you and everybody else that's on the call. A few weeks ago, you suggested how we should pray, and I've been under so much stress and financial distress and starting a new business, and you told us to how to transmute it and with the feeling, and I just wanted to let everybody know it works. It was amazing. It was 2 weeks ago, I think, and that week I was talking to myself, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what? I feel very calm. And so I just want to say I'm so grateful and wonderful it feels. So thank you for sharing that and for the blessing that you do every week as well as the blessing givers. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Gina, and thank you for your gratitude. You know, gratitude is a gift also. It's a great gift because it acknowledges what other people have done for you.
Yeah, and I have a gratitude journal I started last year.
Did you? Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
From my coaching class, they suggested that we do that, and I just kept at it. So it is. It's a good feeling, and it's really helped me through, you know, some bad times that I've had the past few years. So I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, when you say these things, it really works. So I'm grateful.
Well,
thank you.
I get them from a very good source. Okay. Thank you, Gina. And Margaret is on the line. I'm opening your line, Margaret. You're on.
Yes. Oh, hi, Glenda. I would like to have my niece, Misty, put on the prayer list. She just had brain surgery, so I'd like to have extra prayers for her speedy recovery.
We've got her. When is her surgery?
She just had it early this morning.
Oh, had it. Okay.
Yes, but there was a hole in the back of her cheek leaking brain fluid.
Oh, no.
Out of her sinuses. Yes, it really, like, had to be done very quickly. So.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, we definitely have her on our prayer list.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And we have a caller without a name from area code 413, but you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. My name is June. I just wanted, first of all, to thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I call in regularly for blessings, and most of the time I have something I want to say, and you answer it to somebody else.
You know, it does work that way. And that's really important, June, because some people are just a little timid or inhibited. They think, well, I don't want to take up time with just my problems.
Right.
But actually, our community is so connected that if you have an urgency, an inspiration, or just a burning desire to say something, chances are you're speaking it for everybody. So what would you like to say today?
Well, I mean, I was going to ask you. I mean, I heard what the other person caller had said about the prayer method, and mine was like, what would help bring a closer relationship with Yeshua, you know? And I mean, I did feel like I did have a breakthrough where I felt connected, you know, in a way that I never felt before. You know, the beginning of January when you did the special blessing for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that you felt that you were told that there would be angels and all kinds of encouragements for us. And my other main concern is the water. I feel like, you know, one of the things that besides, you know, climate and environmental issues, we are all, a good part of us is water, but also the condition of and what's happening with the water, you know, in our country and world is, you know, it's sort of like calling out for us to pay attention and help and not take it for granted.
Absolutely not. Well, I give blessings and pray every day for the water. It's one of the reasons I wanted to move near a large body of water because just as we are spiritually connected in this community, all water is connected as well. And so I just love going to the beach and offering a blessing People probably wonder what I'm doing, but that's okay. It's a very, very good request, and I will actually put that on our list for us to honor the waters of the world.
Thank you. And if you, your other caller mentioned how you had sent a way to pray, and I don't know if I missed that or forgot it or what.
Well, okay, that's a. Let me check my time here. Okay, we've got time for that. No, we have time for that, and it is very, very important, and it's important in relation to you, your question about how to be closer to Yeshua.
Okay.
It has to do with capturing the feeling. See, the thing we have to be very careful about with our minds. God bless our minds. They help us survive. They help us solve our problems. Our minds contain the memories of our life, but not all of them. Actually, memories are stored in the cells of our body and in the energetic field around us as well. But our minds are pretty much localized to time and space. It's, you know, you can almost do an index file to check your mind. Like, I can't remember when that was. And then you think, oh, let's see, I was at this particular store and I was doing X, Y, and Z. In other words, you could do an index file on time and place and be able to pull up a memory. I know you've done that. We've all done that. And that's because the mind is located in time and space. And this is one of the reasons we have such a hard time with the mind giving us solutions to the future, because it's not there yet. You see what I mean?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, our feelings are not trapped in time and space. We could have a feeling now that we had when we were 3 years old. We could have a feeling now and know that we will feel the same way 3 years from now, because it's something that we either love, or like you were saying about the waters of the world, it disgusts us. You're not going to change that feeling. And one of the things I learned to note when I was painting Yeshua's portrait is I could always learn to feel when he was near. And I especially held on to that after the vision went away, because I missed him so much. And I would learn to feel his presence. And he made the comment to me that no one person feels the same. We each have an energetic imprint that is unique. That's written about in Love Without End. And it's in the chapter about love is who you are. And his love doesn't feel like anybody else's. Mine doesn't feel like anybody else's. Yours doesn't feel like anybody else's. You know, when I talk to you, you're going to actually stimulate me to say things that somebody else is not going to stimulate me to say. It's not because you're greater or better. It's because you're unique. And you bring to me, like a tuning fork, an energetic resonance that causes me to say, oh, yeah, that's the way I feel about that subject. That's it. Do you see what I mean? Have you ever been, you know, you wanted to get an idea on something, and the people around you just, maybe they didn't discourage you deliberately or intentionally, but you just never feel like you could do anything around them. And then you go be with somebody else, and maybe they didn't encourage you either, but you're just around them, and you start getting ideas.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about with feeling. So learn to feel his presence. When you learn to feel his presence, then begin associating it with thoughts that you have at that time and things that come to you from him. And that helps to build like an intangible conversation, more of a spiritual conversation, energetic conversation. And you'll start making your relationship to him much more real. And that's pretty much what I was teaching people about prayer. You have to pray the feeling. let's say that you really need a better job, or let's say a better conditions of work that inspire you and give you more rewards, whether it's financial reward or enjoyment. Okay. First of all, get the feeling of what that would feel like. What would it feel like? Then get the feeling of where you are now and what that feels like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, take that feeling of where you are now and see it be transformed. Not abandoned. Don't abandon it. See, this is what we do. This is what we do wrong. We'll take bad feelings we have and we'll either cover them up or we'll push them aside or we'll abandon them or we'll say, get lost, go away. I don't want you. Get out of here. You know, we reject the bad stuff. We push it away. Okay, don't do that. Take anything that exists in your life because it's part of your life. It's a reality. And for you to invalidate it is for you to invalidate you. So you take it, you feel it, and you transform it into what you want. And when you can do that with your feelings. Now, you can't transform reality, not so much. Now, God can do that, but we have to kind of wait for the universe to get around to moving. You know how we will pray, mm-hmm. and then we'll look for the universe moving things around for us or other people moving things around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But feelings, you can actually transform. And it's a very, very powerful sensation that's extremely rewarding because it liberates you from the prison of time and space that you feel locked into. It gives you some authority over your life and what you would like to have and what you would like to pray for. And I reminded everyone about the Lord's Prayer because it begins and ends with praise and gratitude, which is a feeling. And then only in the middle of the prayer does it ask about things like to give us our daily bread, to forgive our trespasses, to protect us from evil. You know, all the things we ask for are in the middle of the prayer. But it starts with praise of God and then praise of the result. In other words, you see it done and you see the feeling done. Just examine. Just say that prayer to yourself and look at the passage of feeling. It opens with a feeling, then gets into the nitty-gritty of what you need, and then it closes with a feeling of gratitude for what will be given. And that is really the proper anatomy for every prayer.
Okay.
And that's also how we offer the blessing. We really, really, all of the blessing givers, we begin with the feeling of what needs to be lifted and freed and released, and the feeling of our community that needs to be embraced, and the feeling of what needs to be forgiven, and then the feeling of what needs to be lifted up, and so on. We focus, the blessing givers learn to focus on these feelings that are gradually being transformed in the process of the blessing. And, of course, it's the Holy Spirit and the love of Christ that's doing the transforming. But it's the transformational process that's bringing to you the prayers being answered and that which you're seeking. Okay?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. That's really beautiful.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Try it.
please do. Please do. And I see Jerome is on the phone. I haven't heard from you in ages, Jerome. How are you doing?
Great. How about yourself? I'm asking for a prayer for a friend of mine, Jim.
Okay.
Last name A, but the other thing that were coming to me is to focus on the breathing, focus on love and peace. And we said the Lord's Prayer with him today when we were in the hospital. And he felt that, just like you were saying, he felt that, and so did we. So just ask for some prayers for my friend Jim A. And but I love
okay.
said about the Lord's Prayer, because we did that with him today, and that really helped him.
That's great. That's great. And remember that, Jerome, in all of your prayers.
Yes.
Okay, exactly what I was saying.
Yes. Well, love to you, and thank you. Everything.
Love to you. Love to you, too. And it's so nice to hear from you. And Mary, hi, you're on the line, and you're on.
Yes, Glenda. Again, I want to thank you for all that you do. And
welcome.
I have a couple of requests. I have a prayer request / blessing request for a friend of mine. Her name is Melissa Nagy. She's just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and will start her chemo tomorrow. So I just ask for blessings for her and prayers.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, but what is her name again, Maggie?
Melissa Nagy.
Oh, Melissa.
Yes, Melissa Nagy.
Yes, she is in our prayers.
And I just wanted to request prayers and a blessing for some things I'm going through right now. I don't want to go into detail about all of them, but I just would like prayers for healing.
You have it, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Prayers for everything.
And I do appreciate all the work that you do, Glenda.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, he does it all. I'm just a grateful servant.
And a very good one.
Thank you. Thank you. I love my work. And that helps. Okay, my darling. And we have a caller from area code 281. And you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Kathy from Houston.
Hi, Kathy.
I was also going to comment on what Gina had to say about how wonderful your instructions were for the bringing the feelings into our prayers. But I also feel like since you've given us additional information, I'm understanding it on even a deeper level, and I'm eager to get going and using the new information on my future prayers.
That's wonderful.
But the reason I'm calling is I would like for the group to please remember my 12-year-old daughter, Jenna.
Okay.
She is a child that I adopted from Russia. And, she's having some difficulties that I think might be related to experiences the birth parent perhaps had while she was expecting Jenna.
Oh.
And Jenna's struggling pretty much right now. She's been in therapy for a couple of years, but she's having lots of problems with addictive-type behaviors. She's not really into any drugs or drink, but she's having problems letting go of things with eating and certain behaviors and losing her temper. And things have kind of been coming to a head lately, and we could sure use some of these wonderful emotional and joy-based thoughts for Jenna.
We will.
She works through this, and as I, as her mother, continue to stay open to Yeshua's promptings and ideas and things that I need to do for her best good.
You know, one of the things you really could do that will help her is to help her, let's just say she's angry.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to honor that anger. Just let it be.
Okay.
Just let it be. Instead of suppressing it or making it seem like something destructive and evil, let's just let her have the anger, but help her find something that's really worth being angry about.
Okay.
The problem that she's dealing with is that anger is coming from someplace she doesn't understand. So she's probably applying it inappropriately in life, and that's what makes it destructive.
Okay.
So help her to take that anger, honor it, and find something that's really worth being angry about. Okay?
That's wonderful advice.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, let her have the anger, but learn how to make it appropriate and meaningful, and then help her to take that anger and transform it into something else that she can then use to transform that thing she's angry about.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's good, good advice.
Well, you know, the thing is, we were all created in the image of God, and he actually does his work through transformation. And so he teaches us to understand the power and the laws of transformation, which is exactly what we're studying in our webinar right now. So I'm pretty well armed to give you that information right now. It's been on my mind all day. But we're getting to the point, the end of our 30 minutes. I was actually going to talk about transformation today, but isn't it wonderful that so many questions came up that allowed me to apply what I was going to talk about to specific and needed issues with people, even those who need healing. Let us say that healing will be a transformation. You know, let's just think about the worst case situation. Let's think about a terrible fourth stage cancer. We're not going to annihilate it. What we're going to do is stop the progression of it and then begin slowly transforming that tissue back into healthy tissue. In other words, we're going to accept the tissue in the body and the parts of the body that are afflicted, and we're going to see those parts of the body as still creations of God that are subject to the laws of God and the laws of life, and that which is transgressing against those healthy tissues just simply has to be stopped so that the tissue then can be transformed into that which is healthy. You see, it's the same thing that I was telling you about 12-year-old Jenna and her anger. We learn to accept that which is because it is, but we apply it to the power of transformation. Then we begin getting results. That's how we pray. We pray with feelings because feelings can be transformed. You know, let's just say we have a broken down car in the driveway, and we need to have a better car to get to work because it's not safe to drive that one. But we can't afford a new one right now. What do we do? Well, the first thing we do is we think about all the good days we had with that car in the driveway, and then we think about how much it's still somehow struggling to provide us with transportation despite all of its problems. And we feel the gratitude for that last effort it's making to serve us. We take those feelings and we transform them into the feelings we will have when we finally have a safe vehicle. And we're transforming feelings into feelings. Then we let God and the universe take care of the physical problem, the physical change. You see what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So that's what I want all of you to be doing in your prayer, because it's time we got started offering our blessing. So I think some good information was delivered today. Some very good questions were asked, and I'm so happy that we can love and serve these people who need the blessings of Christ so richly and intensely right now. And if everyone will just be seated, all except for our blessing givers. Blessing givers, please rise. And let us all be in our hearts. Let us be in the purest, most innocent place in our heart, feeling the presence of Christ. I will say my invocation to him. And as I do, you be prepared to start your prayer. And
I'm going to put us on. Sorry for that interruption, but we had to cut the sound in the background. Okay, my friends, start over again. Just be in your heart. Be quiet. Be still. Recognize the presence of God within. Be open to the inflow of the Holy Spirit and the love of Christ. As soon as I finish my prayer to Yeshua, the blessing givers and I will begin conducting this precious energy. You will begin your prayer. And let your prayer be in feeling with God, in feeling with your need, in feeling of what will be given perfectly. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us throughout the ages, and most especially today. We thank you for being with each one of these precious people who need you so much in their lives right now, for their assurance, their courage, their faith, and their healing of physical, emotional, or mental situations. We ask that you be with the lonely and give them friendship and comfort. We ask that you be with those who are in pain and give them relief from their pain. We ask that you be with our precious planet and the waters of the world, that you will help it heal and be a servant to all of life. We thank you for your love for each one of us and for being here right now to honor our prayers and direct them to heaven, that they may be heard by God our Father and conveyed into realization by his mighty angels. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been offered. It is complete. Now, it's up to you to receive. So go and rest, lie down for at least 7 minutes and receive what has been given and continue to receive in the next week or 10 days or whenever, because it will be given exactly as you can receive, and be open to it as you go through your life. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you next week. God bless you.